Yeah, baby, take two. Some technical difficulties off the top, but we are here right back at it for another day of the week. Welcome to the Friday edition of Before You Bet right here on the Covers YouTube and X channel. Smash that subscribe button right down there, the like button right down there. While you are at it, if you like the NBA and you like Major League Baseball, this is the place to be today. If you like Final Four action, the Covers YouTube channel is the place to be as well. Last night, we posted our Final Four special. We had six different guests on, gave out around 15 or 16 different picks, spreads, totals, props, a little bit of everything for everyone. So make sure you check that out on the Covers YouTube channel. Guys, if you want to participate in the show, it's very easy to do so. Hit up the live chat on YouTube and on X. Let us know what your best bets are for tonight and let us know where you are watching from. Before You Bet is an international sports betting program. Like, comment, and subscribe. You see it right there. Okay, let's get into the action here. We're going to start with the NBA. Then we're going to roll into Major League Baseball. We'll get you in and out fairly quickly here today. The Ass Man, the Magic Man, the Magic Ass Man. How about that? Combine both of the nicknames that we kind of give you. You like that, Mettler, or what?
I think I prefer the Ass Man better than that one.
The Magic Ass Man. I don't know. I kind of like that one. Okay, so Bronny James declares for both the NBA draft and enters the transfer portal. You explained to me what that kind of meant in our pre-show meeting. Explain to the viewers what he's not technically, he's not officially going to try to be in the draft, but he might. Break this down for us a little bit.
Yeah, there's like a date where you can put your name into the NBA draft and you can do some workouts. And then at a certain point, you either need to pull your name out or keep it in for the draft. If you keep your name in and you actually do enter the NBA draft officially, you can't play in college anymore. So I'm assuming he's just testing the waters here to see if he would get drafted. I'm not sure what he's testing the waters for, but probably more likely hits the transfer portal. But I don't know. Obviously, there's a lot more at play here with this specific player. So maybe someone will give them a guarantee of a second round pick, or I don't know. Who knows? This is a unique situation. So,
well, he didn't even average 5 points per game, but he has a little bit of an in, I think is fair to say, the NBA. Okay, enough Bronny James talk for one day. We'll revisit this down the line, but let's get into tonight's action. Let's start with the top trends of the night in the NBA. Then John has a handful of prop picks. So the Orlando Magic, this is one we kind of highlighted the other day. A lot of low-scoring first quarters for them. They've gone under the first quarter total in 10 of their last 11 games. They're in Charlotte tonight. First quarter total of 53.5. Seems low, but the last two games between these teams, they scored 44 and 45 combined points in the first quarter. Each is averaging under 25 first-quarter points over the last 10 games. How about this one? Bad starts at home for the Magic. 0-9-1 ATS in their last 10 first quarters at home. Take the Warriors plus 1.5 in the first quarter in that one. The Pacers coming off a loss, and this has been a good spot for them. 6-0 ATS in their last six games following a loss. They now have a league best 21-11-2 ATS record after a loss. They're minus 6 with OKC in town. No SGA in the lineup for OKC. How about this big one? I know John's excited for the Grizzlies and Pistons. The Grizzlies are favored by 1.5. They're 2-8 ATS as a home favorite this season. Cade Cunningham probably going to be out. Desmond Bain looks like he's going to be out. You're not going to recognize a lot of the names in this game, especially if you're a casual fan. And how about this one? The Miami Heat have gone under in 16 of their last 20 games on the road. Average combined score of around 209 in those games. Totals at 215.5 tonight in Houston. John, if I need to pinpoint one of these, once again, I would take the under in that Magic first quarter, 53.5 versus Charlotte. I kind of like the Heat under in Houston as well. Any of those stand out to you?
The Pacers 6-0 grabs my attention just because they're coming off a loss. They're coming off probably arguably their most embarrassing loss of the year. I mean, you're trying to get out of the play-in tournament and they lost to the Nets. So they are playing the Thunder tonight at home. You know, no SGA. Jalen Williams is also doubtful. And the Pacers beat them, I think it was like middle of March. They beat them, you know, a couple weeks ago with those. Jalen Williams was in the lineup, but SGA was in the lineup when they beat them back then. So the Pacers kind of already, that's the one I would look at. That 6-0 grabbed my attention just with what also it plays into a player prop I'm betting. So
Yeah, they've been good at bouncing back all season. I think a sign of good coaching, how you perform after a loss as well. So, yeah, like I always say, don't just bet trends blindly. The starting point for a handicap, like I call them, but some of those for your consideration, worth digging into. Okay, Mettler, you have four player props for us, so let's rip through these. And speaking of the Pacers, we're going to start with Tyrese Haliburton. What do you like for him?
Yeah, so I'm going over 10.5 assists. This was plus 119. That's what I bet at. It did move before we came on air here. It looks like maybe like plus 105 is your best price now. So basically, like what I was just saying, you know, they're coming off their worst loss of the year. You're trying to avoid the play-in tournament here. If I'm the coach, get the ball in the best hands of your player and let him run the offense. That's why, you know, it's not too often you see the best, you know, the guy who leads the NBA in assists per game showing an edge to the over. It rarely ever happens. So when I do see that, I'm taking it because this is Tyrese Haliburton we're talking about here. His potential assists are down. I'm not just going to ignore that. His potential assists are down right now, but his total has also come down. And, you know, SGA is out. SGA is a great perimeter defender. Jalen Williams is doubtful. I don't think he's playing either. He's also a great perimeter defender. So both those two guys are gone. I think what that kind of flips to me is, you know, Andrew Nembhard is someone who plays alongside Tyrese Haliburton, kind of steals his assists a little bit. He wasn't starting at the beginning of the year. That was Buddy Hield, and that's when Haliburton was going off for all these assists. Nembhard would guard SGA, but if SGA is not playing, I just don't think Nembhard's minutes are necessarily completely needed by the Pacers tonight, especially Jalen Williams is also, like, you don't need Nembhard necessarily for his defense. So I think this could be a game where you see a little more offense from Rick Carlisle, and maybe that's Obi Toppin comes in, or even just some shooters. Nembhard's not the best three-point shooter, so if those minutes kind of get flipped and we see a little more offense alongside Tyrese Haliburton, that also helps his assist prop.
Okay, next up, Chicago Bulls, Coby White. What do you like for him?
Yes, yeah, so I'm going over 4.5 assists with Coby White. So they're taking on the Knicks. The Knicks, you know, the last time these guys played, it was quite a while ago. But there's just no point of attack defender on the Knicks who can slow down Coby White. So, like, you know, they're Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Miles McBride, these guys are playing 40-plus minutes a game. None of those guys can really meet Coby White's speed and stop him from getting in the lane. But I think the key here for Coby White, you know, in this matchup is Coby White is also someone who will shoot the ball a lot. Something's got to make him pass. I think the one thing that how this plays into his favor here is I think he'll be able to get by these Knicks defenders on the perimeter. But you have the rim protection of Isaiah Hartenstein. You have Mitchell Robinson behind him. So I think, you know, you'll see a lot of White getting into lane and then creating shots for his teammates because those guys will force him to pass. And I think that's kind of the big key here for me with White. The 4.5, I just think is a really good number for White too, just like on a normal day. And, you know, the Bulls, same thing. We're at this point in the season where it's a lot about minutes. You know, trying to project those minutes. They're also trying to stay in front of the Hawks so they can host that 9-10 playing game. He's played 39 plus minutes the last three games here. I'd be shocked if he's not playing really high minutes again tonight.
Okay, next up, a pretty good-looking game here, the T-Wolves in Phoenix to take on the Suns, and you have Nurkic on your radar. What do you like for him?
Yeah, Jusuf Nurkic, over 3.5 assists, plus 130. So Nurkic, you know, Nurkic is actually a pretty good passer from the center position. I don't think he gets the credit he necessarily does. But just for Nurkic, you know, the Suns, sometimes Nurkic's minutes get faded. They go a little small ball. They'll go Kevin Durant at the center, and they'll surround him with all their shooters they have. And that kind of hurts a Nurkic prop. I just don't think this is a game where that happens just because of the opponent. You know, the Timberwolves have a ton of size. They're going to need Nurkic on the glass. So I'm not too worried about that for Nurkic, where they go small and he ends up sitting. I also do think, you know, they run quite a bit of actions where Nurkic, you know, he's in the high post or he's on the perimeter and he's setting up guys. I think they will use him as that kind of like mini hub tonight where they're going to want to pull Rudy Gobert away from the basket, right? He's the favorite for defensive player of the year. So if Nurkic can get, if they're running a bunch of actions where Nurkic is, you know, handling the ball out in the perimeter or they're catching it, then he can hit cutters and stuff for, you know, mid-range jump shots or shots at the rim. I just think the goal of Nurkic will be to involve Nurkic to get Gobert away from the rim, and it could lead to a lot of Nurkic assists.
Okay, Dell, producer Dell in the chat weighing in, he says he loves the Coby White play. So unfortunately for you, Mettler, that means it's probably going to lose, unfortunately. So you don't want Dell on your side when it comes to making picks, right? Speaking of which, guys, hit up that live chat on YouTube and X. Let us know what you're on. And like we say, let us know where you're watching from. This is an international sports betting program, Je Peux Parler Français. a little bit of bilingualism for you guys there as well. Okay, John, your final pick of the show here. The son of Scottie Pippen Jr. in this big game that everyone's talking about, Pistons-Grizzlies.
Yeah, first I'll show Dell a little love because he did tell me he was putting two units on one of my bets the other day and it won. So
I like Dell. He's a good guy.
Yeah. So I'm going Scottie Pippen Jr. over 4.5 assists, you know, game of the night, Pistons, Grizzlies for sure. Joe has already pointed that out. I really just don't even know where to begin with this. So the Grizzlies, the injury report is literally like almost the whole team. If you go look at it, like everyone's out. Scottie Pippen is just someone, you know, he's not going to get, I don't think they'll push him into like the mid 30s. He's really only played like his highest minutes games is usually like high 20s. But the thing is, this like 4.5 minus 110, this is being priced as if he's playing like 19, 20, 21 minutes. I just don't see, I don't think they have enough bodies on the team to, for this guy to only play 19, 20, 21 minutes. And I just don't see that happening. So when you talk about, I think we have an edge, you know, at 4.5, assuming he plays 20 minutes with our projection, I just think that's going to be higher. So I just like this either way, because if he does play 20 minutes, I think you're fine playing this 4.5 minus 110. I just don't see how this guy plays for 20 minutes. Like they're, this has to be like 28, 29 minutes. And also it's the Pistons. So, I mean, can he create against the Pistons? Absolutely. Everyone can create against the Pistons.
Jacob Garcia in the chat weighing in. He says Memphis easy W. I don't know about that, Jacob. Like I said, 2-8 against the spread as a home favorite for Memphis here this season. And big revenge game here too for the Pistons. The Grizzlies came into Detroit and beat them by a bucket. I think that might've been recently actually.
Yeah, very recently.
Yeah, another big game, Wizards Blazers on. So you got to get the two TVs going at the same time, right? And get that going. Okay, let's get into these Major League Baseball picks. 3 total. Off to a decent start here this season, only a week in, but up a little bit over 5 units. So we're going to try to keep that going, and we're going to start things off with Mets starter Jose Quintana. Under 5.5 strikeouts, minus 130. This is not a big strikeout guy. He's only reached the 6 strikeout mark 2 times and 14 starts with the Mets. He had 4 Ks versus the Brewers in the season opener there last week. He faced the Reds in September last season. He went deep into the game, 6.2 innings of work. He only had 2 strikeouts, though. Not a whole lot of success versus this lineup in general. 35 combined at-bats for Reds hitters against him. Only 5 strikeouts. And I think we should expect a better performance at home from Cincinnati hitters here. They did look a lot better, struck out a lot less in their opening series of the season, which was at home against the Nationals. They scored 20 runs in 3 games. So hopefully they can hit him hard and chase him early, make this a sweat-free bet here potentially. So Quintana under 5.5. Next up, let's take the Brewers first 5 money line, minus 120 with the Seattle Mariners in town. So check out how these teams have been hitting in innings 1 through 5. The Brewers getting off to fantastic starts. 2nd in OPS in innings 1 through 5. The Mariners just the worst in the league, sitting there at 30th. Peralta on the mound here for the Brew Crew. He looks poised for a big-time season here. Strong debut. Now the top guy in the rotation. Looked great last week. 8 strikeouts across 6. Just 1 earned run versus the Mets. And the Brewers have had pretty good success against Logan Gilbert. Small sample size, yes. But a sample size has to start somewhere. They have an OPS over 1,000 against them in 21 combined at-bats. So, yeah, I like the Brew Crew to keep rolling here. The Mariners offense really struggling ice cold here early in the season. And let's go back to the well on one I played yesterday. Exact same play, very similar number here. Take the Royals first 5 run line against the White Sox. So they need to be leading at the end of 5 innings to cash this bet. Check them out early in games. A 6-1 F5 run line record this year. Average runs scored in innings 1 through 5 this season. 8th for Kansas City versus 28th for the White Sox. Their offense just getting off to awful starts. And Brady Singer on the mound. Hopefully he'll be singing some love songs there for Royals backers. He looked pretty damn good last week. 10 strikeouts. 0 earned runs, 7 innings pitched. Eric Fetty, going for the White Sox. You trust this guy? I absolutely do not. So yeah, Royals, let's take them. They scored a lot of runs there yesterday. Hope they can do it again. And Mettler, how excited are you about your Detroit Tigers? We see you representing them wearing the hat there. They're off to a strong start. Big favorite here today too.
I'm very excited. It's a great start. 5-1. I mean, the opponents have been soft, but yeah, they still won the game. So just give me, all I want from this season is September. Like, give me something to root for in September, chasing something, not even the division, just get in the playoffs. I'd take the division, but just something, make it meaningful.
When are you going to make it down to see them?
Sunday. Go on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Okay. Yeah. Do they have a scheduled starter yet?
They got messed up there with the rain delay. Scoobles today, and then I forget who's second. I think it's Flaherty on Sunday. Should be Flaherty.
Blackjack, yeah. High ceiling guy. I like him. He had a great season there pre-COVID for the Cardinals. So let's hope that he can bounce back. Okay, guys. So that does it for the show today. What was that? 7 picks across the NBA and Major League Baseball. Like I said, though, if you're looking for picks for the Final Four, we dropped the Before You Bet Final Four betting special. It's up on the Covers YouTube channel right now. So if you're on YouTube right now, no excuse not to hit the subscribe button, the like button, and to check out that Final Four best bets video. I'm not going to be here on Monday. I'm traveling this weekend, but the boys are going to be back. They're doing a massive college basketball national championship game, so they're going to do a great job filling in for me. They're going to be all over the big game. Hopefully, it's UConn-Purdue. I think that's a consensus. That's a matchup that people want to see. Mettler, any closing words for the viewers out there?
I think I'm going to UConn over Iowa tonight in the women's Final Four, so I'll throw that one out there.
Okay, there you go. We will keep an eye on that one as well, the women's Final Four. Okay, guys, thank you very much for tuning in. Best of luck with all your bets tonight. And this weekend, I will catch you guys again next week. Have a great weekend.